positively unconstitutional. Today is Saturday, May the 1st, 2010. I'd like to thank Manny, my show's producer, all the good folks here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to remind everyone that Darren Weeks of Govern America is on RBN every Saturday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. I'd like to give a big thanks to Darren and all the information he shares with us each week. I'd also like to encourage everyone to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited. He's on immediately after our show every Saturday at noon. And I'd like to give a shout-out to my good friends at the AG, the Gold Trading Post, and the American Open Currency Standard, working to give us back sound money. And finally, today, we're going to talk about something that is positively constitutional. Not unconstitutional, but constitutional. My friends out there have been trying to alert me of this breaking news story, and it involves a fellow by the name of Tim Turner. And apparently Tim Turner has won a lawsuit. The lawsuit is called the Commercial Bank of Enterprise, Alabama versus Josie Park Broadcasting Incorporated. And apparently they've gotten a $50 billion lien against the local radio station or their local television broadcasting station who conspired to steal Josie Park Broadcasting. Tim Turner is a guardian elder of the Guardians of the Free Republic. And I want to read to you the words which I've transcribed from a YouTube video called the Restore America Plan. So if you want to go out and read this for yourself and follow along, this was his words, which were purportedly broadcast on the Constitutional Americans Radio on April the 14th of this year. That's 2 weeks ago today. So I think this is the biggest breaking news story the mainstream will refuse to cover. And, of course, you know, I haven't been to Snopes, and I haven't had any way to verify the story. But I trust that my friends at the Freedom School who sent me this note know, you know, what they're talking about, and that... it came in the form of an article, and the title of the article, it's from the Dothan Eagle. So go to www.dothaneagle.com. And the name of the article is Judge Steensland, S-T-E-E-N-S-L-A-N-D, announces his retirement and little notice is given. And this is from Houston County, Alabama. So longtime Houston County District Judge Don Steenland retired abruptly on Friday, leaving Houston County with three judge vacancies. And so it seems, as I'm gathering the story here, that the judge has been sued, and they placed a lien on his bond, and so he can't be a judge anymore because he can't be bonded. And again, I'm going to go back now, and I'm going to read you the words of Tim Turner from the Constitutional Americans Radio from April the 14th. The Republic has been restored. April the 14th, 2010, the FBI and the military were served last week with notice. Washington is going down because they do not have any credibility anymore. And we've got to go to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds with the words of Tim Turner and Constitutional Americans Radio. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you. Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And today we're talking about constitutionality and what needs to happen in this country. And according to Tim Turner, he and his legal pundits have gone to a de facto court and won a de jure decision. And that means a lawful decision has been granted from a legal court. And he says, the Republic has been restored. April 14, 2010. The FBI and the military were served last week with notice. Washington is going down because they do not have any credit-ability anymore. The land belongs to the people, and they cannot collateralize them anymore. The Hague and the World Court are working with us and trying to help us do some great things. We actually had help from inside the government. They showed us how to do this. The military and the Supreme Court were concerned that we were about to lose our sovereignty forever. We succeeded, and it is done. The United States, and it's spelled with a small u, of America, is reestablished to a time prior to the Civil War, 1850. Amendments 14 through 27 do not exist anymore. Congress had no lawful authority since 1868. They had legal authority. All amendments of the original Constitution for the United States, and again, that's the small u, United States of America, up to the 13th Amendment are there. Amendments 14 through 27 were added under the new Constitution of the United States. This deception goes all the way back to 1860. In 1868, and let me just interject here for just a minute. These are the things that I've been talking about. Tim Turner's my new hero, even if this isn't true, because he's been able to write down in a very coherent manner exactly how the federal corporation has stolen all our rights. And so I'm going to continue here now. Amendments 14 through 27 do not exist anymore. Congress had no lawful authority since 1868. They had legal authority. All amendments of the original Constitution for the United States of America up to the 13th are there. Amendments 14 through 27 were added under the new Constitution of the United States. The deception goes back to 1860. In 1868, the 41st Congress created the United States and gave it jurisdictional area of 10 square miles. Their jurisdiction was limited to that 10 square miles in the territories, not the 50 states. Every law passed in Washington, D.C. since 1868 had no effect on Americans except by their consent. And I want to hammer that point home. We're ruled by consent in this country, and if we do not give our consent, then these laws that they've written do not apply to us. In the law, 28 U.S.C., U.S. Code, that's United States Code, Section 3002 states that the United States is a corporation. The Expatriation Amendment, U.S. citizens are not Americans, and Americans are not United States citizens. We have restored the Americas. If you want information, see the Restore America Plan. All 50 governors were served as of March 30th, 2009. It was put out last week that 135 of your congressmen stole funds from the bailout and put it into accounts around the world. The military is always subject to civilian authority. The military is responsible for this. They came to a friend of mine and explained to them that we need to reestablish the republic. All those victimless crimes are over. They don't exist anymore. If you don't have a victim, you don't have a crime. Within 30 days, the IRS is over. They will not be able to collect debts in this country anymore. The United States has so much money out there that you would not believe it. I know for a fact it is true. We use about 150 million barrels of oil. There's 42 gallons per barrel of fuel a day. Then you have oils and byproducts. The tax is about 50 cents per gallon, about $1.5 billion a day. And yet 70% of your income goes to taxes. The only reason it takes that much to operate is because Congress is stealing from you. Congress will lose their funding. Their bonds have already been arrested. That is a done deal. They cannot get funded anymore. They cannot fund or bond bills as they are in dishonor in commerce and did not have lawful authority to operate. This was just recently settled in the court in The Hague. They agreed that the U.S. corporation has run a scam on the American people. Their bonds are under arrest. We arrested their bonds. Congress cannot pass a bill anymore because they cannot get it funded because of their dishonor to the American people. We just arrested the bonds in all 50 states. Congress cannot do anything. The republic is fully bonded and fully financed, and it is backed by gold and a lot of it. I have been told that there will be a currency exchange called U.S. Treasury Notes, and I want to make again clear that the U in United is a small letter, United States Treasury Notes. In the last week, I have had the richest man in the entire government called me and talked an hour. I had the richest man in the world call me Saturday, the richest man in China. A prince in Europe called me. These people are taking it serious. They are offering financial support, as much as we need in gold, to support this effort. This 4th of July will be a celebration like you have never seen, because the American people will truly be free again. By the time they will understand what freedom really is, they will have more money, and people in prison for victimless crimes will be released. There will be no more property taxes. Automatically, you will get a 30% increase in your paychecks, because illegal taxes will not be taken out anymore. Everybody in America, right off the bat. That is coming, and very soon. These things are not optional for the corporations. They have no say in the matter. We had over 2,300 downloads in Beijing, China. It's a done deal. The republic is officially restored. It's done. It's going around the world. Cancer cures without side effects within days. I was cured of leukemia in 5 days. Free energy. I have a friend in Seattle that has 2 stakes and a coil in his backyard, and it will power his house. It costs about $3,000, and it will actually run several houses. The technologies are overwhelming that are going to be released. I have a friend that has a shoebox-sized gadget. You charge it up one time and your car will run forever on it. These are the words of Tim Turner, an intelligent, courageous, sovereign man of God. This is his plan of peace. And so I want to comment now, and that's the end of the interview that was done 2 weeks ago by Tim Turner. And, I mean, I can't think of anything that's more exciting that's come on the news in the last few months, of course. You know, the mainstream media, they're all a bunch of corporations who are getting paid to keep the fraud going. And we know it's a huge fraud. And this is why, you know, we can't go in to the big banks around the country and replace all the management in those big banks. Because, of course, then the fraud would come out, and the extent of the fraud would come out, and, of course, the financial system would totally collapse. But it looks like, if this is true, it's, according to everything that I'm reading here, is that this gentleman, Tim Turner, in his lawsuit, has won a $50 billion judgment, and he's filed those liens, and he's noticed all the governors across the United States. And apparently, this is just the most incredible thing I've ever heard of. It's another article here says, a Declaration of American Rights is making waves across the nation. And apparently state and federal government is very concerned. Notices have been sent to all 50 governors' offices in America demanding that America be restored to its original intention or officials face removal from office. The declaration also included a de jure grand jury warrant. Conspiring times, triggering heightened security at government offices and investigations by law enforcement, the Restore American Declaration is aimed at taking back God-given, unalienable rights declared in the American Declaration of Independence and our other founding documents. The guardians of the free republic are comprised of the police, military, and other citizen activists that believe America should not be under corporate or admiralty law and should self-govern. CNN and other mainstream media outlets have been actively demonizing the group as extremists, as well as the American people, with commentary from the Southern Poverty Law Center's Mark Potok, who is known for lumping radical neo-Nazi and hate groups in with legitimate activist groups who do not espouse hate to further leftist political agendas. And they did this last week on a television station in Chicago, Illinois, where they were talking about radical neo-Nazi groups and hate groups, and they lumped them in with the totally constitutional John Birch Society. And much like the Coffee Party movement, efforts, cognitive infiltration efforts seem to be escalating in the mainstream media with regard to this notice to further demonize political dissent and traditional American values as extremism and as criminal. Again, this goes back to my show from last week when we talked about communitarianism. And the communitarians would have you believe that anyone believes in the Republic of the United States is a terrorist and that he's an extremist. And nothing could be further from the truth. As we've talked about so many times, the Declaration of Independence says that government is instituted among men in order to secure our rights. And that's the job of our government. And, of course, you know, the Congress has formed this illegal corporation. They had to, under the organic Constitution of the United States, guarantee us a Republican form of government. And through their practice of genocide, which I explained in the show a couple of weeks ago, that, the government has created this second-class citizen. They have tricked everyone into it. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from our break. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Phil Pozderek. It's Positively Unconstitutional.
If you've ever used Yasmin, or Ocella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yasmin, or Ocella and developed any complications, These pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Osella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Osella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Start a Revolution is right. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional, and it looks to me like Tim Turner and the Guardians of the Free Republic have indeed started a revolution. The Restore America Plan, it's called. It's a bold, achievable strategy for behind-the-scenes peaceful reconstruction of the de jure, that means lawful institutions of government, without controversy, without violence, or without civil war. After consulting with high-ranking members of the United States Armed Forces, the plan is in the process of assembling the Guardians of the Free Republic and re-inhabiting the de jure grand juries to, 1, restore and re-inhabit the de jure institutions of lawful government, to terminate illicit corporations posing as legitimate governments, in particular the territorial jurisdiction of United States Federal Corporation, Corporate References 28, United States Code 3002, which is posing as the de jure United States of America, and we know that they're a de facto government. To terminate all presumed powers of attorney to such corporations. To end the foreclosure nightmare for borrowing against one's own credit. To end tax prosecutions for resisting the transfer of private wealth to foreign banking cartels such as the IRS, which they claim is a former Puerto Rico Bureau of Taxation. End street assaults against the sovereign people for failing to exhibit a state-issued confession of subject class citizenship. He's talking about your driver's license. End all prosecutions which lack an injured party. That's called the corpus delicti, the body of the crime. Someone must be harmed or there is no crime. End admiralty prosecutions for kidnapping and other heinous crimes against mankind as commercial crimes against the corporate state under a contrived corporate color of law venue. Corporate reference 27 CFR 72.11. And again, the reason I love this is because he spelled it out. He spelled out all the ways that this de facto government has intruded into our lives and has stolen our rights and all these adhesive contracts. And I'm going to go through them. We're running one at a time. He goes through each and every one. Terminate the intrusion of corporations posing as the state into every aspect of the people's lives. And the use of covert contracts, such as the Form 1040, here we go, car registrations, birth certificate applications, bank signature cards, which confess the signer to be a legal fiction subject of the United States Federal Corporation, also known as a U.S. person, that has waived his or her rights in favor of state-issued privileges. End the use of deeds which classify the people as tenants on their own land, thereby transferring control to incorporated county registrars and tax assessors. End the perversion of marriage into a commercial system of state-issued privileges through the so-called marriage license, whereby incorporated courts presume the right to trespass on families and to kidnap children. End the hijacking of automobile ownership through Department of Motor Vehicle Registrations, which covertly exchange the divine rights of travel and ownership for the state-issued privileges of driving and certificate of title. In place of all of the above, substitute sovereign identification, diplomatic immunity, and sovereign passports to facilitate safe passage throughout the world free from corporate state molestation and terror. Restore the people's money and wealth from the banking institutions, war profiteers, and international loan sharks. And I'll go back. We need to ask that question repeatedly. Why do we need international bankers if we can create our own non-interest-bearing U.S. Treasury notes? These international loan sharks are the biggest crime in the world. There should be no international bankers, period. End of story. We need to instantly vest all mortgages, auto loans, and personal business loans issued by members of the Fed. The state shall hold no paper on or debts against the sovereign people directly or through its agencies and licensed banking institutions. Remember, you only need license for things that are otherwise illegal. And of course, banks would need a license because stealing from the people, no bills of attainder, is strictly forbidden in the Constitution of the United States. Instantly end all non-consensual and unlawful taxation, including all taxes on the sacred rights of labor and privacy. Empower and inspire the sovereign people to righteousness through such renewed abundance. Issue orders to the military and police powers to enforce the people's divine rights of birth. Reabsorb all de facto actors into lawful de jure capacity. End the Prefers Act of requiring the people to pray to courts, as is now required under corporate rules and traditions. Restore the de jure judicial institutions, including the District Court of the United States and the one Supreme Court. Quietly mirror the strategies of 1933, thereby using our institutions, military, and public officials to undo 80 years of subterfuge without provoking alarm, controversy, or armed conflict. Return the military and law enforcement institutions to proper and lawful de jure sovereign authority from the clutches of corporate actors. Forgive all corporate actors who repent for their state-sponsored crimes against mankind. And I'm almost through, but we've got to go back to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're talking about Tim Turner today and restoring the Republic. And I was just about through going through his list of things that we can do, and you can find this all on their homepage. But I want to just finish. He recommends that we return the military and law enforcement institutions to their proper and lawful de jure sovereign authority from the clutches of the corporate actors, and that we forgive all the corporate actors who repent for their state-sponsored crimes against mankind and remove the recidivists from office. Now, I don't even know what that word means, recidivists. But he says we can do all of the above and more peacefully, discreetly, quietly, and honorably behind the scenes, without public proclamations or provocative actions against the general public that is mostly unaware of the hijacking of their free, de jure American republics and their hapless media. Now, that really is a sobering line there, to think that most Americans have no idea that they don't live in a de jure American republic. They don't know the difference between a republic and a democracy. They don't know that Joseph Weishaupt wrote Converting a Republic into a Democracy, and that Karl Marx and Richard Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto based on Converting a Republic into a Democracy, which is the communist plan, which has been fully implemented in our society, And again, you know, one of the reasons that I really like this is he's really been able to, you know, get it down to exactly how, you know, these corporations have intruded into virtually every single aspect of our lives. You know, all these adhesive contracts, the Form 1040 in, you know, insurance. You know, I've talked about it before, car registrations, where the Department of Motor Vehicle declares your car a motor vehicle, which is a commercial vehicle which has to be licensed. They play these word art games. Driving is a commercial activity. You know, I've said it before, you know, they've hijacked your automobile ownership through the Department of Motor Vehicle Registrations, which covertly exchange your divine right of travel. Remember that. This is a God-given right to travel without encumbrance. And, of course, they steal the ownership of your vehicle, and they give you state-issued privileges of driving and a certificate of title. And, you know, again, we have to, you know, get out of this system of adhesive contracts where, you know, marriage is a state-issued license. Why do I need a license to do something that's perfectly lawful? To go and marry the love of my life, my beautiful wife, Kimberly, and to spend my life with her? No, we have to be subject to the inheritance tax. This communist government of ours, this, you know, de facto government, they're not a government at all. They're a corporation. And, of course, our organic constitution guarantees us a republic. So, finally, you know, there's some people there that know what the law is and that are doing something about it. And according to Tim Turner, you know, he's already saved us. I'm going to go ahead. I've got a caller, JG in California, on the line. JG, what do you know about this? This is all brand new to me. I'm not even sure if it's true, but my goodness, I'm excited to think that it might be.
Well, good morning, Phil. I would like to think so, too. I was, you know, with my background in federal law enforcement and protection, I'm always real skeptical concerning things like this over, you know, the past 35 years that I've been into this. And have you, I guess you haven't heard Ralph Winterroad's opinion about this.
No, you know, I'm so busy. I never have time to listen to the people that I'd like to listen to. And,
sure.
You know, it takes so much time to, you know, to prepare for this. And then, of course, you know, I have a real full-time job out there where, you know, I play with electric cars and lithium ion batteries and battery management systems and, you know, these different manufacturers, CAN bus. And so, you know, I have a lot of things on my mind. It takes a lot of time to keep, you know, something new and live, you know, coming over the air. I don't want to just talk about the same thing week after week. And, you know, so, I haven't really been able to check into this. Again, one of the things I really love is it lays down, you know, in a very concise form in a single page how these adhesive contracts affect every American.
Right. I just wanted to caution you, Phil. There's some other talk show hosts and their contacts, which are a couple of other doctors with pretty heavy qualifications, along with another network talk show host, military-wise, that have found out that some of these the elders are either not who they say they are, possibly. We don't know. You know, we're all in the dark about this, and I can understand administratively and legally how Sam Kennedy's trying to bring this into fruition, but, you know, as Steve Quayle has an opinion about it. Definitely, I haven't heard Alex Jones at all talk about it, which is not why I really wanted to call in. I had a second comment I wanted to ask your opinion on concerning what Alex was. But it's just that with all these factors, you know, coming into play, in fact, Jerry Kirk, you know Jerry very well, evidently. Is it Kirk or Kirkman, I guess? Which is it, Phil? I think it's Jerry Kirk, right?
Jerry Kirk, yes, you're correct.
Yeah, I've talked to him He made a comment about Sam Kennedy, which was pretty eye-opening, and I respect Jerry's experience. And I know you're really into this, because this sovereignty, I used to work for a guy that used to put up packages concerning sovereignty, secure party creditor. His name was Robert Kelly out of Medford, Oregon, and he's still doing this. You might want to talk to him sometime. I could give you his number. He runs the AmericansBulletin.com, if you want to write that down. I just worked for him a very, very short time. And it's the Americans, apostrophe S, I think it is, bulletin.com. But he's into all this stuff. But Jerry Kirk had an opinion. Steve Quayle told me an opinion. It's just the fact that we have to be rather cautious because, you know, it's pretty hard to believe that the military, especially when he comes out publicly and says that they have the Navy SEALs behind him. And it's not to say that it is impossible, but the way they're bringing it in, I guess it is the right of the people, but maybe there are certain factors that we have to, you know, slowly insert.
Well, this in a particular... it seems to me that, you know, based on my knowledge of the law,
right,
that there's no way that the Congress could have lawfully changed our form of government back in the 1860s. And, you know, all this has transpired since that time, you know, around 1866, when they set up this, you know, citizen of the United States, this second class of citizen. And, of course, this has, you know, created a condition of genocide on all sovereigns in this country. And, you know, these adhesive contracts, that, you know, I call them franchises, that's what they are. These franchises steal your God-given rights. And, of course, yes, if you understand the word inalienable or unalienable, that's impossible to do. So there's no way that they can make these laws and make them lawful. And what we have to understand is that, you know, the Bar Association, these attorneys that are making all these laws, you know, they're a trade group. They're like the Plumbers Group, or they're like the Actors Associations, or God forbid, the Teamsters. Just imagine if the Teamsters made all your laws, what the laws would be like.
Usurpation. It's a usurpation of power, Phil, and most of it, they invoke their way in court, and they throw things out before lawyers get to discovery and things like that. You know, I've had to testify, and you know, I've almost been, you know, unless I had my P's and Q's in testimony, you know, whether it even be right down to a traffic citation on a federal military base, you know, as a civil service police officer for DOD, much less anything else, you know, it's just like most of the time they give us no standing. They throw us out due to the fact of UCC admiralty law, the way the braid hangs on the flag. And this is all a wonderful thing for the American people to, you know, to embrace and everything. But it's like I've said, or Des Griffin says in just his catalogs, that administration after administration, Phil, nothing ever changes. And none of us want to exercise our index finger, and I'm sick and tired of saying this, but until these people do not understand anything except force, Phil, and I don't know who's going to stand up. Sam Kennedy's doing it. Is it the right way? I don't know the right time or the right factor, but we have the prosecutors and things to do this. And like I said, at that point, when we walk into whatever court or right into the White House and say, you guys are done, if they say, oh yeah, well, here's the military, you guys are out of here, well, so be it. If that's the challenge for that second to exercise our index finger, so be it. That was the fate of the nation. To win, if that's going to come, I don't know. But Phil, you got to admit, when in the hell is anybody going to stand up and do anything until they damn well do it? And this cloak and dagger stuff that Sam Kennedy's doing, you know, Ralph Winterrod, of course, I must admit what he's doing, it's like, to what avail? What good is it? All his research in what he's finding, and it's not to condescend or discount what he's doing, but who's going to take all of his issues and walk into a venue and say, this is what we're going to do as a nation or an American people, and do something about it? Where are we going to get the teeth to put into liberty, Phil? And where's the force behind that factor? Richard Mack is a good example of that factor, but, you know, who in the hell is behind him? Sam Kennedy's got all these assemblies, well, and possible...
And this is the thing, is that these corporate actors in Washington...
Okay.
Have everybody believing that all these, you know, laws that they write apply to everybody, and of course they're written by the Bar Society, and if you're not a member of the society, then the laws don't apply to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a member of the John Birch Society. I'm sure not a member of the Legal Society. And so, you know, if I can revoke all my contracts, all these adhesive contracts that have been laid on me, then, you know, I can be free again.
Who's going to do that?
You know, it's going to take... agreement. And this is where they beat us, is that they divide us constantly. They divide us on the issues. You know, we always hear, the economy, lending, all we have to, the major thing here is sound money. We have to get away from this maritime admiralty, all these bills of credits and loans and promissory notes. And, this is the problem. I mean, this is 80 to 90% of all the problems in the world is the banking. It's we don't have any money.
We know what has to be done, Phil, around what constructs and issuances and behavioral patterns to invoke this. But, Phil, who's going to take the factors against the factions and do something? I don't see anybody with any standing or authority that's going to step up to the plate with force. And see, nobody has convinced me who the hell the force is. Now, when all these people in the military and the kids are waking up through Drew Raines' show, AMD, Marines Disposition, General Smedley Butler's nephew, Drew Raines, and all these other people, Jack McLam, Greg Evenson, these are the icons, and with you involved as well, these are my heroes. But until somebody, we can get out here in Tokyo Rose, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hennessy all day. Until somebody do something, it's action equals reaction. I mean, reaction equals an action, or vice versa, actually. I don't see anybody stepping up the plate. That's all we do is talk all day, I mean, Sean Hennessy gets there and acts like Tokyo Rose.
Until we can convince the American people, and, I have these conversations every day with people about what's wrong with the country, about how they've stolen this and how they've stolen that, and people will actually fight me. They will actually sit there and tell me, just imagine what it would be like if everybody didn't have a driver's license. I still want everybody to take a course to learn how to drive. I wouldn't want to be on a road where everyone didn't have a license and insurance, and they'll happily give up their freedom for this perception of security. And everywhere you turn, people are scared to death. I watched a video the other day, and it made an important point. And that point was that people are cognizant that they're going to die. And you can go in and you can intimidate a person one time, and if he fears for his life, he'll remember that from then on. And this is how government controls us, is through fear. And every person that I talk to about this is afraid that the IRS will come and lien them, that the IRS will come and take their car, will take their house, will take their land, that they'll end up in court forever and ever and ever again.
That's all true.
And until we get some people with some, hair on their nutsack, then, it's not going to change.
Well, Phil, how is that going to formulate? Is it going to be individual cells per state, per county, with military? I mean, what am I going to do, walk out to Nellis Air Force Base or up here at Vanguard or, Wright-Patterson with a group of men and saying, hey, guys, you're done. Hey, Washington, you're done. Where is the authority and the standing that's going to give teeth into liberty, Phil? We can talk about all the things we want, what we should have, what's our rights and righteous justice under the word of God, and that's all true, but until we act upon those particular, like it says, we have the right to alter or abolish that second document, or that first document gives us the premise to act. Nobody's acting, Phil, on the last 150 years.
Well, and that's what I think Tim Turner has done. This lawsuit that he's filed has given him the ability to place a $50 billion maritime lien on the bonds of all of the judges. Without that bond, these judges cannot hold office. They can't sit, And so this has real bite. This has real a real effect. I mean, he's claiming that he's gone to the court. This is the international court in Hague.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, it's absolutely amazing. JG, yes, I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
And but man, the callers are just stacking up here. I apparently have released a firestorm. So I'm going to take the next caller here. Thanks for your comments. And I'm going to go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, what do you think about all this?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about this, and that is we have to keep our heads on straight. Once the patriotic community turns to violence, we are done. And as a former bircher, education is the key.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and I'm looking for, you know, false flag terrorist attacks coming at the Tea Parties this summer, coming into the elections.
Me too.
The provocateurs are going to be out there, and they're going to try and paint us with their brush.
Exactly. And here's my insight, and that is Patriot talk shows, alternative talk shows of any kind, we are, as callers and hosts, we are the last soapbox in this country. And you know what? I'm going to make a prediction right now. You're going to see the government put agent provocateurs on message boards and so forth and put all kinds of nutty things out there. And then when something happens, the government will come down and squelch free speech. Free speech is the blood and the oxygen of this country. Take that away. The patriot community has no alternative but to turn to violence, which I don't want to see, and I hope it doesn't happen, and I don't endorse it, I don't sanction it, but you know what? The thing is, we have to watch out for agent provocateurs that will do that kind of thing.
Thanks for your comments, Jeffrey. We've got to go back to break. The time is just flying by here. I've got a bunch of callers waiting, and we'll be back in 3 minutes and 3 seconds. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I love that song. It gets me wound up every Saturday morning, the lead-in music. I tell you what, If this isn't a revolution, I don't know what is, but it's a peaceful revolution. It's a behind-the-scenes revolution. You know, we're talking about, you know, is this lawful? Is this legal? It absolutely is. And, you know, again, it's hard to tell what's real out there anymore. There's so much disinformation. There's so many government provocateurs. I've been reading, and there's an increased number of emails coming out that project that sometime late this summer, coming into the elections, we're going to see a dirty bomb. And that wouldn't surprise me at all. If this is true, and if what these guys have done in rejecting, you know, or arresting all the bonds of all the congressmen and all the judges in this country, then, you know, this is an absolute revelation. You know, we may actually have a chance to beat the communitarians out there who are surrounding us with these just terrible laws. I've got another half dozen callers out there. I want to take a call from my friend Jerry Kirk. Jerry, are you with me today?
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Jerry. Help me out here, man. What's this all about?
Well, what I'd like to offer to you, I was sent about 6 months ago the actual seminar from the Constitutional Americans Freedom Seminar by Joseph Raymond, Billy Ray Hall, and Tim Turner. And when you move into this thing, they have a power of attorney that they're sending to somebody, and just by sending somebody a power of attorney, they're taking their power of attorney. I've never heard of anything so illegal in my life. It is absolutely ludicrous. You move on to other pages, and you go on to something called the Non-Negotiable International Bill of Exchange in accordance with blah, blah, blah. And that particular thing, it instructs the individuals to put your Social Security number in with no dashes. I want you to think about that. No, by not putting the dashes in, this is going to offer you some sort of protection, I guess. And I would like for the listeners to think about this from a common sense point of view. There are hundreds of thousands of attorneys in this country. At least one of them would be turned on by making $50 or $100 billion. At least one of them would have said, wow, you know, I'll go make my $50 billion and I can go to the Caymans for the rest of my life. The individuals that will acquire this entire seminar and actually read it and study it, they will say, I'm not going to jail for something like this. You cannot just take and notice somebody and say, hey, I'm taking your power of attorney and I'm taking over your entire office, everything that you do. And they're going into The Hague, which is international law, which proves that they're corporate citizens. I certainly hope that people, and I can arrange for you, Phil, to get a copy of this entire seminar if you would like. I can make a phone call later today and somebody will drop it in the mail by Monday for you. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. And I'm sorry to be so negative about this, but I've watched these things for 20 years, and every one of them, after a few years, people wind up going to jail. So I'd like to just weigh in and say, be very cautious, people, and just think, yeah, if, you know, we're going to put your Social Security number and you got explicit instructions, don't put the dashes in. That offers you some kind of protection. Use some common sense, folks. Read the entire seminar. You know, I got it for free because somebody else acquired one and sent it to me. I wouldn't give them 10 cents for it. So,
and we've got to go back to break. Thanks for your comments, Jerry. And, of course, you know, that's not what I wanted to hear. But
I understand, but when you read it all, Phil, you'll probably understand what I'm talking about.
We're trying to deliver the truth here, not fantasies. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new